I know.
All right.
We did it.
You called, another person called, and another person. I got three calls all at the same time.
That's always how it goes, right? So did I.
So, real, I am building a house. We are going to be finalizing on our conventional loan mortgage within the next 30 to 60 days, so I can't have you run any of my credit or anything until we close on that mortgage.
Oh, okay, so that's why you don't want to get the credit run. Okay.
Right, so, because if they see that I run my credit for a loan, then I'm going to be out. So.
Yes, no, I completely understand. Okay, that's because I was like, you know, we could just go through the process, but that makes sense. Right. That's okay, so that's what you're saying. Okay, so, yeah, what I would do is, I guess we can just kind of stay in communication. We can, if you have the quotes already for some of the things that you want, for the mini excavator, you can send me that. We can kind of just have everything ready and not run anything until you're actually ready. And then kind of just wait until then. That way we have all of the paperwork and we just wait, until it's time to hit the trigger.
Yeah, so I sent you a little thing about what I'm thinking about. You know, I have four guys that I keep on payroll all year. So because I got nailed in taxes this past year, like I had to pay like $40,000 in taxes. My savings is not up to where I needed it to be. So I'm just a little nervous about going into winter and being able to cover payroll because, you know, things get slower in the wintertime.
Oh, yeah.
So, so that's the only reason it'd be nice to, I'm flirting around with paying the two trucks off and then having some extra cash just in case. If I don't use it, then whatever I don't use, I would pay you guys right back in the spring.
Yeah.
So I just, my question to you is there any prepayment penalty?
No.
If I pay the loan off?
Okay. No. We don't have a prepayment penalty. I would say, since you don't know what your cash flow is like, I mean, the one that's at 0%, that's a really good deal.
That's what I'm saying. I'm no rush in paying them off, but that being said, I didn't know what your interest rate, I don't know if your interest rate's 3%, 4%, that's why I was asking.
Yeah, it's in the single digits. It really just depends. For the mini excavator, because we would run the credit and some of the things. How long have you guys been in business for?
Next year will be our ninth year.
Ninth year, okay. Awesome. Yeah, so there's just like a few different things. So with the mini excavator, are you replacing one or is it an additional piece?
Oh, we're thinking about buying one. I bought my ditch witch. That's the loan you're seeing. I got through Direct Capital.
Oh, okay.
When I bought that, I paid that off in 2 years. So the mini ditch witch we're thinking about buying. But that being said, I owe 13 on the fourth. I didn't know if it'd be smarter to do the unsecured loan and then just buy it on my own, that's why I need to see both. Rate, so then I should decide what to do.
Yeah, I would say probably with the mini excavator. I mean, what we would do is we would run both of them. We would run both programs and see, you know, what the best deals are for you and let you, you know, lay everything out for you and say, well, this is this, and these are the numbers. I'd probably say for the mini excavator, the mini ditch witch, probably equipment financing would be the way to go because there's no early payback penalty for that, and it's just set up a little bit of more of a traditional term, monthly payments, things like that. And so with that, I think that would be the way to go. Is it a new or a used piece?
Oh, it would be brand new.
Brand new.
So, okay. But I, you know, because I owe on the Chevy, the Ford, so then have cash on hand for the winter, so. Let's say you guys gave me a $100,000 unsecured loan. That would be 0% for 12 months. What would the interest rate be after that?
That's where we would have to check with the credit. I mean, I wish I could give you like something specific right now, but there's no way for me to do that without checking, and we wouldn't be able to do that until after your mortgage went through.
Right, but, yeah. That's why I try to give you a rough estimate of my credit scores, because I track them. I know my business score is as high as you can get, because I've been told that by multiple people. So, and then my personal score, obviously I gave you those numbers. So I don't think credit's an issue.
Yeah, so I mean, it sounds like you would be in one of our better programs. So, I mean, without actually doing the numbers, it would probably be pretty low, but I couldn't tell you exactly.
Okay.
Yeah, we could definitely get you the cash for the payroll, or the, you know, backup payroll cash, just in case something, you know, projects don't go through, things get a little bit slow. That's no problem at all. And then with I just kind of want to go over everything a little bit with you. So with the mini ditch, which it costs $28,000, and are you adding another piece? Like, do you already have one?
Yeah, I already have a ditch witch.
Okay.
I paid that in full. That was the other loan you were seeing. So I'm thinking about buying a mini excavator, because we rent it a lot. And, you know, my rental costs, that's why I ended up buying the ditch witch, because it was cheaper to buy it than rent it.
How much do you guys pay to rent the mini excavator?
$213 a day is our daily rate. So if I rent it three times a month, that would be my payment on a new...
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's... that it actually does make a lot of sense to finance that and to get... Yeah, three times a month, you're at like a $639, and that's...
Right.
Yeah, that
exactly.
would be...
And that's how... Right, that's how it was on the ditch, which I was paying $1,100 a month to rent it, and I bought it for $698 a month when I bought it. So,
yeah.
And we're getting enough work now that we're in need of a mini excavator, so that's the next piece of equipment I'm going to buy.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't know if it would be smarter to bundle it all on one loan or...
No, I would definitely split it.
Okay.
That's what I would do, just because the cash you can pay back pretty quickly, but you would want something, I would say, a little bit of a longer term for the mini excavator. That way you can... you know, just have it do those, like, really simple monthly payments at a really low rate.
Okay, and then the last thing we do, we're thinking about getting into fixing and flipping houses.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if I bought a house for $100,000, we would fix it up in a month and a half, resell it, you know, obviously make some profit. I would pay you guys back right away, and then take out. So that's why I was asking if there's a prepayment penalty.
Oh, no.
Okay.
No, we
okay.
actually have other customers that do the same thing where they'll fix up a house and then, exactly, they'll take out the loan with us really quick, fix everything up, and then as soon as they sell it, they pay us back right away. So we definitely have people that take advantage of our working capital program that way.
Okay, so you guys are fine with that. Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Good. That's what we're probably going to do this winter. That's why I was asking about the unsecured loan, because there's a lot of houses up for sale up here that need that. So good, this is awesome.
Yeah.
As soon as I close on the loan for my house, I will give you everything you need to get the application going, and then we'll get. I'm not worried about it. Obviously,
mm-hmm.
my credit,
yeah,
you know, pretty much the best I can get. So. Yeah, just touch base with me in a month if you don't hear from me.
Okay.
And I'll let you know where I'm at, and then as soon as the house closes, we'll get all this set up and go from there.
Perfect. I'll definitely touch base with you. And do you want me to send you some of the application stuff now just so you know what you'll need, or do you want to kind of wait on that?
I mean, whatever you want to do, if you want to touch base with me. Like I said, I can't do anything until we close on the loan, so, you know, whatever. I pretty much know what you need.
Yeah.
With everybody, so mm-hmm. And it should. I have everything nice and neat since we just did the mortgage. So you probably need everything. Now I have business credit and personal credit. Can you guys just run my business credit, or do you need both?
So we run the personal credit, but the loan goes on your business credit.
Perfect.
So your business credit will be better, but it won't affect your personal credit at all.
Right, and that's the way it is with all the trucks, and they run my personal, but everything goes in my business, so, okay,
yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah. Well, awesome, I'm really glad. Okay, so we will definitely be in contact. I'll send you a quick email here to confirm, and then you said When is the best time to follow up with you?
Probably about 30 days. We hope the house is going to be getting drywalled and everything in the next few weeks.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to be 83 days away from completion to finalize our loan, and I think we should be that almost by the end of October.
Okay.
So, yeah, and I'll let you know. You know, when we touch base in 30 days, I'll let you know exactly where we're at. And then
perfect.
I'm going to guess by mid-November, I should be able to fill out all your applications. And then probably by December, we'll probably end up doing something. Okay.
Perfect. That sounds great. All right. Well, I will definitely keep in contact with you. And congrats on your new home.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
No problem. I'll talk to you soon, Trace. Have a good one.
All right. You too. Take care.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.